Many issues facing Congress when they return Monday. And joining us from our nation's capital is Chris Galen, the Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, seems there have been plenty of distractions these days for Congress to get any work done. But now it seems like the right time to roll up the sleeves and look at the real priorities, especially for the dairy industry.
Yes, so a lot of the oxygen in the past month here in Washington has been taken up with the trial of former President Trump, but we're past that now. And so next week, the House and Senate come back into town, and really they sort of get down to brass tacks and work on several priority issues to the Biden administration, to the leadership in the House and the Senate, and then also to affected stakeholders like the dairy sector. So what I thought I'd do, Bill, sort of outline where we see things happening right now and where we want them to go. One thing that we still have to work on with the new folks at USDA is the implementation of that $900 billion stimulus bill that passed Congress right before the end of last year. There are several things in there specific to dairy that need to be implemented by USDA. One is the new dairy donation program. That's a $400 million program that will allow us to have processors buy up milk and then process it and donate it to feeding programs. And I think that's going to be important here because we have a lot of milk out in the countryside and spring flush really hasn't started in earnest yet. And so that's going to be a big priority, and hopefully they can get that implemented soon. There's some adjustments to folks in the dairy margin coverage program. If you're signed up, you can adjust your production history. That will be beneficial because that means more money in the pockets of those using that program this year. And then there's also going to be some adjustments to the payments for larger producers under the CFAP program. There were two rounds of CFAP payments made last year, Bill, and so USDA has got to implement a way to get them some additional compensation because of the losses suffered. So a lot of that stuff is looking back at what happened in 2020 or the first part of this year, and it still has to be implemented. Tom Vilsack hasn't been confirmed yet by the Senate, but we expect that to happen in the next week or two. And then I think that's really the starting gun for a lot of these things to start happening here at USDA.
You had mentioned the oversupply of milk, particularly before the spring flush. That's going to lead to milk price volatility. So it's really important to have these federal programs in place as we move forward.
Yes. So the other thing that they're working on right now on Capitol Hill is another $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. This is the one that the Biden administration really wants to push forward, and some Republicans in Congress are leery of the price tag. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of specific money in there for agriculture the way there was money in some of these previous stimulus bills that passed in 2020, but it is something where we're working to try to figure out ways that if there's a need in agriculture or dairy specifically for some additional compensation, we want to make certain that's part of the bargain. One of the other issues that's going to be a priority for us, as it has been for years now, Bill, is the issue of farm labor and access by dairy employers to guest workers. We got some good news on that recently, that the person in the House of Representatives who helped push forward the Farm Workforce Modernization Act last year, legislation in the House that would basically give dairy employers the ability to use the H-2A visa program. She wants to do that again. I'm talking about Congressman Zoe Lofgren of California. They recognize that there has to be a farm labor component of anything that happens more broadly on immigration reform. We certainly concur with that assessment. And so that's going to be a big priority for us going forward, that as Congress and the Biden administration look at immigration reform, they need to make certain that they're also dealing with the workforce needs of agriculture.
Another big issue, Chris, we've been hearing about is climate control and going green.
Yeah, just like with immigration, I think there's a strong sense that the Congress is going to pass something to deal with climate change and steps to mitigate the carbon footprint of a whole lot of different aspects of our economy, including agriculture. And so for us in farming, we want to make certain that anything that's done gives farmers opportunities to monetize steps they are taking now or that they could be taking in the future to reduce their carbon footprint. So this is a goal that we've had, again, for several years, just like with immigration. But the train is going to leave the station, we think, sometime this year on Capitol Hill. And so this is going to be another big priority for us, is making certain that there's an opportunity in anything that's done to mitigate climate change, to make certain that dairy farmers and others can capitalize on those opportunities.
Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.